Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
As ever, plenty to get through, KB. Let's start with Leeds. Birmingham up next, of course. But there's lots of talk about Gary Monk. He's on the back page of the Yorkshire Evening Post today. I can tell you the headline, KB. No new deal on table for Monk. He's still awaiting talks about a new deal at Leeds United and insisted he was focused on right now. But there's lots of other clubs seem to be sniffing around Gary Monk at the moment, including, well, over the last couple of weeks, Rangers in Scotland have come out. Get your thoughts on that.
First of all, he's bound to attract attention because he's done a very good job from a standing start. We have to remember he came in late pre-season, so it took him some time to evaluate his players, get to know their characters, as well as their abilities and their strengths and weaknesses. And that showed in the first few days, first few games, when I think we're bottom of the league, or thereabouts. But since then, they've come through well, apart from that terrible defeat in the FA Cup. And it was a good win against Sheffield Wednesday and a good goal. And now we're lying, what, fourth. And I think have a very good chance of getting promotion this year, providing it solid. And I believe that the owners should be very seriously, not just in terms of getting on with it, to give him a new contract, make sure he doesn't wander. He says he's happy at Leeds. Let's face it, why not? It's a nice club, good facilities, some nice young kids there, and the team is doing well. And therefore, stability is a secret of any successful club. So therefore, he should be given a new contract, and then with that security, he can then start planning, already, which you have to do near to March, next season. You need to know when the transfer window reopens, who you want to get rid of, who you want to bring in, and you have, we always used to do it, Chelsea and Leeds, we knew our players, and we spoke to the agents, and we had them all lined up, and then boom, 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 and off they go on holiday, knowing that they're going to come to the new club, then had plenty of time to get them settled in before the action starts. But if he is tempted to go away, either because he seems attractive or the inactivity of the owners, then my one bit of advice would be don't go to Rangers. It's a sidewater. It's one of the poorest leagues in the world. And if I upset all the Scottish people, let me point out, they've only got 10 clubs in their premiership. They used to have 16 at one time, they've only got 10. There's only one club in it, Celtic. Rangers are still struggling to establish themselves. So where do you go? Celtic are 27 points ahead. I suppose you can qualify for Europe, but they never do very well in Europe, Scottish clubs, because they're playing poor position themselves, against each other during the season. And I just think it's a bywater. And of course, Rangers had so many problems the past few years. A lot different from the time, I can't remember the name, David Murray ran it. With a firm hand and someone. They had financial shenanigans and question marks and unanswered questions. I think it's well to be avoided. If you're not managing Celtic, and you're not managing Rangers, what is there to manage? No. If you don't get a new contract at Leeds, Gary, I think that you'll find there are plenty of offers south of the border, which is where you'll progress. But hopefully, Mr. Massimo and the new guy will move quickly, get the matter sorted. Hope so for all the fans' sake. maybe they should start signing banners and things on the wall saying, give Monk a job.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans will echo those sentiments, KB. Just continuing to talk about managers and... Well, sort of like, it just beggars belief, really. Claudio Ranieri, only 8 months on from winning the Premier League with Leicester, was sacked last week. And I just thought I'd get your thoughts on that. It looks like Roy Hodgson seems to be in talks with Leicester, but, you know, you hired Claudio Ranieri at Chelsea. You're still very, very good, close friends with Claudio. I just wondered if we would get your thoughts on what happened.
Well, it's inexplicable. I haven't spoken to Claudio yet because I think that at the moment he just wants to get his self-respect back and get his head around the situation. But I find it quite amazing. All the rumour about dressing room unrest and players plot to get rid of him, which they all strenuously denied. But I find it most peculiar that I was admiring the fact that the tyre owners flew all the way across to publicly reassure him, 100% behind him. Then when they went to Spain, lost 2-1, which was a good result there, actually. The away goal was very valuable, and I think they had every chance of winning in the return leg. They're second for me the after game. Less than a week, but they assured him of their unqualified, unswerving loyalty and faith and trust. Now, it takes a long time to get a reputation. You can lose it overnight. And everybody was urging Leicester to stay up. And there was a lot of people now hoping they go down. And I think it's funny, I think it's inexplicable. He's a really nice guy, he's a gentleman. Never says ill of anybody. And it took a long time to get rid of him at Chelsea. Of course, the Russians then only had just taken over. And he coined the phrase, dead man walking. And he came out to Monaco, did a very good, successful job in Monaco. I'm having lunch one day with him. And he said to Susanna, she said, what ambitions have you got? He said, you know, Susanna, he said, I'd like to complete a contract. Because unfortunately he never has. But I think they've lost a good man at Leicester. I think they'll live to regret it. Roy Hodgson will, whenever a manager's sacked in the Premiership, every name under the sun is up for suggestion, some by the candidates themselves, some by their agents, obviously, which is some crinkly. But foreign owners are particularly susceptible to agents. If they don't know the game, don't know the country, then they rely on third-party advice, which is sometimes not in the best interest of the club, but in the best interest of the agent's chequebook. And that's something you have to worry about. So I'm sorry for Claudio. But on the other hand, he will always be remembered in Leicester for what he did. And I wish him well in the future.
Well, moving on, KB, and FIFA back in the headlines again, but it's all down to the former FIFA Secretary General, Jerome Valcke, who's now appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to have his 10-year ban from football overturned. I thought I'd get your thoughts on that.
Well, it's clearly corrupt. FIFA's corrupt from top to bottom, and no matter how they try to change it, it'll take an awful lot of doing. Because it's an inherent way of life, as far as FIFA is concerned. This man is the heart of it. He shouldn't be allowed back in football. Who's going to trust him? Who's going to take his word? If he comes back with a deal, can't see what's in it for him. What's he got out of it? No, I think, like Mr. Blatter, Mr. Platini, he's had his day. I'm sure he's comfortably off. Let's move on. Try and run a better football worldwide. And with the leading authorities aren't money mad.
And KB, just something that we've been chatting about on Radio Yorkshire this week, I popped along to interview the chairman of LUDO, the Leeds United Disabled Organisation. And it's their 25th anniversary this year, and they've got a quite a big event coming up.
Yes, and they're very brave people, and they should get all the support that the club does give them support, obviously. But all the fans, all the ordinary fans as well. So they've got this dinner. It's only £25 a ticket, with it including, obviously, food and music. And I'd urge everybody to go along and have a great evening. Radio Yorkshire are supporting it. And what's more, in their raffle, we're giving two tickets in our box for one of the games. So go along. Have a great time. Buy tickets, and who knows, you may yet be looking down from the lofty height of the East End boxes. So keep plugging and keep go and take your friends. Remember, it'll be good fun because the girls don't run fast.
Yeah, it should be good fun, KB. It's on 8th of April this year. It's going to be held after the Preston match at home. Tickets are £25 if you're a non-member. And you can find out all the details on their website, which is ludo1992.com. And click on events. So ludo1992.com and then click on events. KB, anything else you wanted to chat about this morning?
Oh, yes, finish off, of course, Brexit, of course. The House of Lords have put their two bobs with him. But I've been watching the House of Lords debate very closely. Need an ear trumpet here, some of them mumble. But what amazed me, and I agree with one particular chairman, said, you're all banging on about the rights of Europeans living in England. None of you living in Europe. Yeah, in the UK, none of you said a word about UK nationals living in Europe. And Mrs. Thatcher, I'm beginning to call Theresa May Maggie May, because she's more like her every time she performs. She's quite right in saying, yeah, yes, we'll do a deal, but it's got to be reciprocal. We want to look after our nationals as well. Many of whom are just as concerned about the future as the immigrants are concerned about theirs. I only heard one Lord speak of that. The rest aren't bothered. But I think that they're only messing about and making unnecessary work. The bill with the amendment will come back to the Commons. The Commons will do some way getting rid of the bill, then sending it back to the Lords again. And after that, I think that the next piece of work will be deciding how to modernise the Lords. 1,800 of them collecting £300 a day, tax-free, plus subsidised food and drink. Not bad, is it? For deadbeats, people who did Samantha Cameron's hair, OBEs, MBEs, they just hand him out with a ration now to anybody. I can remember when I was on the FA Council, in the old days, international players had to fulfill a whole game then they got their England cap. And under Sven Eriksson, he got a situation whereby if a player went on the pitch for 10 minutes, he got an England cap. And I said that wasn't fair. It was like, you know, you were handing out honours with the Russians. So then becoming an English international player didn't mean anything. If you went on an 88th minute sub, you became an England international. It's ridiculous. So I proposed... I proposed that you had to play at least 45 minutes to get a cap. In other words, be placed at half time. And the other council members looked around the table at each other and said, oh, no, let's leave it to the manager to decide. No, he wasn't going to make himself unpopular. So now it's gone on. So that's why we have so many internationals. We don't mean anything compared with the players like, you know, Rooney and John Terry, Frank Lampard, those players who've played hundreds of games for their country and really deserve their reward and recognition. But the rest of them, I think I'd cull the House of Lords very severely. So that when you do give an award to somebody, it's worth something. Said at the moment, either the laughing stock or you've got the like of Beckham's, who wanted a knighted so his missus could be called Lady Beckham. Oh. Something rotten in the state, heart of the Whitehall, and somebody should do something about it. But first things first, let's get Brexit done, and let's sort out the House of Lords, and then let's revise the honours system to make sure we don't hand out as many, and we hand them out to well-meaning people who thoroughly deserved it, without thought of a gong. Just did it so that they think it's the right thing to do. There you are. And Mrs. Sturgeon, I'll close with you. So they want independence again. Okay. Here's a question. Will you take the Royal Bank of Scotland with you? And how will you fund it? But it's still losing money. Still being backed up by the Bank of England. Because if you want independence, that's real independence, you have to do it yourself, don't you? And all the Shetlands and the Orkneys, will you give them a referendum, so in case they want to be independent, and take their oil with them? And you want to get rid of the nuclear capacity, submarines and backup? So if all that stuff comes down to England, how are you going to create jobs up there? How are you going to fund it all? Because I don't think the English are going to fund an independent Scotland. Independence means independence. And even find new markets for your haggis.
KB, as ever...
Devil's in the detail.
Always.
I think she's even looked at it yet.
It's always a pleasure, KB. We'll obviously catch up with you at the same time next week. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, and good luck. And keep fingers crossed about the IRN award.